Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was the blood for me.
Yeah.
One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the broadcast today. We have an exciting topic today, what God has prepared for you and I. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your love, for the relationship that we have, each and every one of us with you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for preparing a place for us, dear Heavenly Father, that we may come to one day, dear Heavenly Father, when we leave this earthly tabernacle. We give you the praise today, and we give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, good morning to everyone that have tuned into the broadcast today. What God has prepared for you and I. You know, as we face our current circumstances, we must remember that there is a world beyond the one we see now. Had you thought about that? No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagine anything quite like it. You know, what God has arranged for those who love him, as you face your current circumstances, no matter what they are, remember that there is a world beyond the one you see now, a world that has been prepared just for you and I. And whether you are rich or poor, you will someday live in this wonderful place that God has prepared for you and I. That is the kingdom of God that God has prepared for you and for me. And today, you know, as I was thinking and reading, you know, don't worry about fancy cars, fine houses, luxury yachts. There is no end to the things a person can purchase if he or she has enough money. But God has prepared something for you that is so great, money could never buy it. That is the kingdom of heaven. You know, even the wealthiest billionaire who lived or could not purchase it, no matter how much money he has, he could never purchase the kingdom of God and what God has prepared for you and I. You know, your brain could never imagine it. I know you're thinking, well, where'd she get a topic like that today? Because one day we're going to leave this earth. And have you made arrangement right now to where your soul will rest? Because God has a place for you. You know, this great thing he has prepared for you is the glory of heaven. You know, one day our eyes will see mansions that will be greater than any house on earth. It says it in his word that we will have mansions. We will have homes, houses that hands did not build. And one of them would be ours. Had you thought about it? If you've never owned a home on this side of heaven, just think about it. God have already prepared your heavenly home for you. Just think about that. God has prepared that for you already in advance. You ain't got to worry about being put out. You don't have to worry about the mortgage note. You don't have to worry about how you're going to cut back. But when you living for God and doing what God say, God has prepared a place for you and for me. Just think about that. You have a heavenly kingdom that has been prepared for you already. And one of them would be ours. Just think about it, for you and I. Also, when we look at the landscape of the world to come, it will contain unspeakable brilliance that will always be new. And what make all of this so wonderful won't cost us a dime on that heavenly home. But here on this side, we have to worry about how we're going to have the upkeep, how we're going to do this and do that. But when God has prepared a place for you in his kingdom, you don't have to worry about that. Everything is already set up for you. So you have a lot to look forward to when you leave this earthly home. You're going to have a heavenly home that you can go to. You know, we have a kingdom that has been set up for us. And only one thing qualifies for it, that we will be God's beloved children. You don't have to no longer worry about if your credit is good, is your score high enough, or you're making enough money. That's what they ask for over here on the heavenly side, on the earthly side. But when you get to the heavenly side, what God has prepared for you and I, you don't have to worry about that no longer. You have already paid your dues to society. So you have paid your dues with Jesus. You know, we are destined for a kingdom, God's own dear son. You know, it is a kingdom of grace. And we're going to talk a little bit more in a few minutes about that kingdom and prepare. You know, today, as you face your current circumstances, remember that there is a world beyond the one you see now, a world that has been prepared just for you and I. And whether you are rich or whether you are poor, you will someday live in this wonderful place that God has prepared for you and I. You know, no one ever seen or heard anything like this, what I'm talking about today. Never so much as imagine anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. Just think about that. You're going to have a heavenly home that God has already prepared for you. Your name is already written on it if you do what God have called you to do. And you know, are you prepared? You got to learn how to be prepared. You know, the word of God said, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God? That is to walk in all his ways and to love and to serve the Lord, your God, with all your mind and heart and with your entire being. We have a caller on. Caller, thank you for so much for coming on. If you would like to say something, all you do is hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. You know, sometimes people complain about this, complain about that. But when you think about it, complaining is death, and thanksgiving is life. You know, he don't like for us to complain no matter what's going on in your life. I know you'll say, but you don't understand, Overseer. Yes, I do. We all are there now, we have been there, or we're on our way there on circumstances. You know, yet there are people who complain on their way to church while hoping to receive blessings. They don't understand that complaining keeps them from getting what they want. Don't you know, when you start complaining and just start giving God praise, just start thanking God for what he have given you already, you know, the shower of blessings will just start tinkling down. You'll have blessings where you won't even have room enough to, they be coming so fast, you be saying, well, what's happening? Am I finna leave here? This happened and that happened. That's good. But stop complaining. Just try it for a day from not complaining and see how God will bless you. You know, they don't come to prepare and receive blessings in the Lord's presence. Prepare yourself for blessings by thanksgiving for what God has already done for you. You know, the word says, for by your words you will be justified and acquitted. Oh, I have someone that would like to say something. Caller, I'm bringing you on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning, sister. How you doing?
I am doing fine. How are you, and who am I speaking with?
This is Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard from Arkansas.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Working in the rain, so to speak.
Well, praise God. Would you like to talk on the broadcast this morning on what God has prepared for you and I?
Yeah. You just said something about complaints. I have a LinkedIn page I just posted a couple of days ago about it's a sin to be in the competition for ministry. Do you agree
mm-hmm.
with that? Okay.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Two main churches that I have really actually known for, and people
uh-huh.
have complained about, you know, not enough members of the church, not enough money in the bank, my church ain't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
All that is null and void. When God
mm-hmm.
placed here on earth to do ministry, it was to get people saved from going to a lake of fire or to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Not to figure out who has the most members. Now, I understand about mega churches, and that's fine. I mean, you know, like Jason and the rest of them, and I got a problem with that. But if
mm-hmm.
you're focused on the numbers itself,
mm-hmm.
there's a problem. Not
mm-hmm.
where they're going after they leave this earth. So I hear a lot of leaders complain about that, and it's just
mm-hmm.
sickening. Now, I told God 8 years ago, Blake, when he called me to the ministry, I don't want to be the one who's complaining about what I ain't got or what I do have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be out here trying to do what's right for you, Lord, because you put in me to get people from going to hell.
That's right.
If they don't make the choice to pick you, that's on them. I did
mm-hmm.
my part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got to pray for them. Keep it moving.
Yeah, you
sit up here and complain about what's not happening in my life. I used to do that. I used to
mm-hmm.
complain a lot. That I ain't where I want to be. It's taking
mm-hmm.
too long. God's told me to literally shut up and sit down. I got this.
uh-huh. That's right.
So, you can't complain and pray at the same time. It doesn't work. I tried.
Uh-huh.
If you don't worry, don't pray. If you don't
all
pray,
right.
don't worry.
Mm. All
so,
right.
And that was Jay Ma say one of the time, pray and don't worry. But
mm-hmm.
I haven't preached this actual sermon since 4 years ago. I mean, it's kind of in a dry spell, if you want to say it like that. But
mm-hmm.
God said, you haven't preached a sermon 4 years ago because of the environment that you were in at your last church. My last church was toxic. I'm going to keep it
mm-hmm.
real. My last church, the leadership, and half the congregation, they were all toxic. God said to me on February 2nd, 4 years ago, he said, get up from here and go to where I called you to be. Now, I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking it's in that church. God
mm-hmm.
said, no, it's your ministry that's stalled up. You know how you get your car and you can't start it because something's not right? It's either
mm-hmm.
the alternator or the battery or there's no gas
mm-hmm.
in it. I had all three.
Mm-hmm.
My alternator was shot. I don't have gas.
Mm-hmm.
And the battery needed to be changed. Not in the physical
mm-hmm.
sense, but in the spiritual sense. And God
yes.
said, your battery is so corroded because you are in a toxic environment that
mm-hmm.
you refuse to get up and get out of.
Jesus.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
All on me.
Mm-hmm.
And And God spoke to my wife, who gave me this invitation, and said, look, you need to get back on the air yourself. I was on the air a few years ago with another show. I did everything, preach, talk, you know, did everything, all that stuff. But God said, I'm changing your format for you to get back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be either this coming Sunday or Monday or the following week. But it's going to be in the middle of March. And I kept putting it back. I said, no, I don't want to get back on the air because the wrong time is stupid, the people are stupid. And all kinds of excuses. But my wife said, this is just 2 days ago, get back on the air and you start teaching.
That's
and
right.
God used her to say to me, you ain't got to have four walls. You ain't got to have a pulpit to stand on.
That's right.
Nice. If people heard you and they want to fight you at church, that's cool. But God said, start with me. Go
that's
do
right.
what I called you to do 8 years ago.
All right.
That's to teach my word. And stop complaining about what you ain't got.
All right.
So,
all right.
So, you know, and my heart goes out to those leaderships and leaders who have that mentality, well, I got to keep up with so-and-so. No. You know I'm supposed to be a long winded. I'm so sorry. I talk a lot. I'm so sorry for that.
But just hold on a minute. Stick a pin in and stay tuned, because I'm right on your streak today. Just stay tuned.
Okay.
I think you've been on my show a couple of years ago.
I do not know.
Okay, then it sounds like it, because you say you're from Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just keep listening. You know, the Word of God says, don't worry about the numbers. Don't look at their faces. The Word says he added to the church daily as he seen fit, right? So that's what he wants. You know, we as people of God, we get it all twisted up that we feel when he calls us into ministry, we have to be within the four walls. We got to have 20,000 folk. No. Mm-mm. Each day when you go out, God is going to give you somebody that going to heed the word that he have put in your mouth. He going to tell you when to speak. He going to send you where to go. See, it took the unction from the Holy Ghost for him to speak to your wife, for your wife to tell you what you should be doing. Because just like you say, sometimes we have so much things bombarding us that we can't smell a coffee because we got so much other agenda on. But, you know, my next thing was going to be talking about this. Prepare for ministry. You know, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. This is what the Word of God says. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely a goodness, mercy, unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. You know, every day offers opportunity to be in ministry. That's why God had to deal with you. He had to take you out of the four walls. Because it wasn't about you. It's about him. You know, someone will always need a helping hand. Don't mean they're inside of the four walls. But you won't minister well if you don't prepare yourself by spending time with God. People can tell you when you have had intimate moments with God recently and also when you haven't. They going to know. You know, the Lord anoints us to meet the needs of others. But if we are not being filled by him, we will be hindering the flow of his healing oil in our lives. You know, we have to seek God early before someone calls and needs your help. That means you got to turn that plate down sometime. Sometime when he unctions you in the middle of the night, 4 days in the morning. You got to cut loose something. That means if you're on the phone, you know, on my broadcast, I tell them to hell the phone. Sometimes you got to put that phone down. God is trying to speak to you. You may be driving down the road. God is telling you what you need to do. Don't worry about Billy Joe, Sally Sue, Joe Cool, and everybody else. Got all these X amount of members in the building. The building haven't saved nobody. The church, start with you. The church is on the inside of you. The ministry God have given to you is on the inside of you. He let you call today on this broadcast because he has prepared you for a work that you have put on the back burner, that ministry. Start working that ministry from where God have you. Don't complain. Don't say, well, God, I can't do it. People have started their ministry in their garage, in their living room, at their kitchen table. Where two or three are gathered in thy name, he said he be in the midst. You have a wife, you and your wife start your ministry. Don't worry about God will add to you daily as he see fit. He'll send the right people to the ministry he have called you to. I'm on Blog Talk, been 7 years, going on 8. I have a ministry. I go out. My ministry is the prison ministry, the jail ministry, nursing home ministry, hospital ministry. I'm also have my own building now, but I waited a long time waiting on God. But I continue on doing what God have prepared me to do. It didn't come overnight, but I showed God I was going to be faithful over a little. Now he's got me ruler over much. I have different ministry inside of the ministry that I have, the building that I have. But I'm preparing myself daily because I know one day I'm going to leave this earthly tabernacle. I have to be ready and prepared to go to my kingdom, heavenly home. But if I don't prepare now, how am I able to meet God and do what he say do? How am I able to worship him if I can't worship him with the little he give me? If I wanted to complain, I could complain right now. I would complain so you would hang up on me. But you know what? That ain't what God wants. He don't want us to worry. He don't want us to complain. He already know. He didn't put on each and neither one of us more than we can bear. And when I thought about it, I went to the scripture. Talking about the story of Jonah. I know you done read the story of Jonah. And the whale is one who heard since we was children. We've heard that story. You know, Jonah's story reported an amazing record of his sovereignty and foreknowledge of God. He didn't want to do what God had told him to do. God told him to go to Nineveh. He wanted to do everything the flesh told him to do. But when God got tired of him not being obedient, he was being disobedient. What did God do? God let him got on the boat. When he got on that boat, everything started happening on that boat. The fishermen on the boat had to realize, wait a minute, there's something wrong. We done come this way too much different things. When they boiled down to it, they found out Jonah was the one need to come off the boat. They started throwing all the cargo and everything off. I'm just giving you some example of preparing yourself. He had prepared Jonah, but Jonah didn't want to do the assignment that God had given him. So God, in turn, had to let him know, you're going to do my assignment one way or the other. Do you want to go out laughing, smiling, or do you want to come out kicking? You know, suffering in God's plan for each of us has been a sign. No matter what he has given us, we one day got to account for what God has told us to do. And you know, the Lord had to prepare a fish for Jonah in that example, a gourd, a worm. You know, Jonah came to know something new about God's preparation and preparing him and provision. He had provided for him, but Jonah wanted to do what Jonah wanted to do. He didn't want to do what God said do. Like I just heard you say, it's been 4 years. We can't worry about what that man and that woman doing in their ministry. We got to worry about what God has prepared us. He's preparing you daily to go out and do the ministry he's called you to do, just like he called me to a ministry. I don't have to be behind somebody pit where they're pulling you and putting you in a pit. No. You do what he called you to do. You can sleep good at night when you know you have been prepared for the calling God has on your life. You know, his people, we are God's people. And the Lord has an assigned and prepared task for each one of us. We don't have to be worried about somebody else's ministry. God gives some people bigger ministry. But had you thought about What price did they pay to have that ministry? Your price might not be, your trial and tribulation may not have come about yet for you to have a huge ministry. Don't even worry about it. If you got five, if you got two people, you and your wife, be faithful over what God didn't give you. He's going to increase the ministry he give you. You up and down the road every day. He got you where you can prepare, you being prepared to minister to everybody you meet. He'll let you know who you need to talk to, who you have a word for in your mouth to come out from your belly and from your head. He got you already prepared. And whether you are rich or poor, don't think about that. You will someday live in the kingdom of God. That's what's important. Being able to target and do the things God have called you to do, including the circumstances in which we may find ourselves in daily. It is confronting above all to know that God is the God who provides. He's providing for us daily. He woke us up this morning, starting us on our way. He let you come to this broadcast today to hear a word out of my mouth that he gave me strictly for you. He wants you to get up off of your do-nothing and start doing what he have called you to do. You have a destiny by you already. You worrying about being qualified by man when you need to be qualified strictly from God. He the one have given you everything. He already prepared you. And like you was giving me that example, I liked it that when you was giving talking about the water and the battery. I liked it that. Because whoever may listen to this broadcast later on, they needed to hear it too. It's something that they're going to hear, going to be able to help them. From your testimony, from my testimony. And it's the testimony and the trials that we go through that brings us to testimonies that help somebody else out of the dilemma that they are in. And, you know, it is impossible to point to a greater provision for us than the fact that he provides and prepare. He purifies us, purification, and he cleanses us for our sin through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you think about that, the kingdom, how he have already prepared the kingdom for us. You know, in the Bible, the word kingdom expresses a fear of influence, not necessarily geographic boundary. But the Lord defined the kingdom of Israel, his people, as my kingdom of priests. You know, his priests would serve him and be under his tutelage and sovereign a treasure from among the nation of the earth. You know, Israel, as a kingdom, was therefore the kingdom of God. You know, God intended to deliver all the kingdom and Canaan unto Israel. He did indeed deliver many, such as Or kingdom. You know, God's kingdom was the sphere of influence he had over his people. God divinely appointed a king to rule over Israel. Here he's preparing us today, here in this world, on this side, in this dispensation. What we need to do is prepare ourselves. Keep our focus on him, not the earthly realm, but the heavenly realm. What you need today is power. You need the anointing. You need the discernment to take you where God want to take you. And that's what the reason we're talking about. God has prepared you and I for his kingdom. And that's what we have to live to and work toward. God's kingdom and his people and his king was exalted by the Lord as long as they followed him. And we have to follow God. We can't follow ourselves and follow everybody else. You can't follow every winning doctrine. I'm going to give you an example. I know as you work, you probably stop at places to eat. You probably stop at different buffets. You got a buffet set out that the people at the restaurant have set out. But just because you go in there don't mean you're going to eat everything that's on that buffet. He has prepared you spiritually and mentally what you need from the word of God to sustain you. And that's why we go through different situations, trials and tribulation. Once you find out what level you are on, you're going to pick up yourself and go on. You know, the devil beat you up because you don't know. He already know what level you at. But you got to get into that word and find out what level am I working with. What anointing, what level of anointing I have. What level of power do I have. And once you find out that, you're going to be able to go on. You're going to be able to do the things God have called for you to do. And I'll give you a few minutes to say a few words.
Okay. I'm sorry you had to hit a dog. I was not supposed to hear that. When you're talking about Jonah, I had preached a sermon about Jonah a few years ago. In Brennan Church's idea, you, while he was in the belly of a whale or fish, whatever you want to call it, I don't know the exact finance terminology for the digestion of the whale's food, but whatever the whale had in the stomach had to break down what the whale ate. And that could have killed Jonah if he came in contact with it. Uh-oh. A lot of us, just like Jonah, we come in contact with things or people that can kill us, not in a physical sense, but a spiritual sense.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why people have left, and I say the word you, I'm talking about everybody,
mm-hmm.
but people have left you who tried to hang around with, you know, my mom mm-hmm. said me all the time, and my grandma did too, God rest her soul. You can't hang around with everybody because
That's
they are
right.
not good for you. They're not better than you or you better than them, but the environment is so toxic that whatever they're doing, you will do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them believe it fat meat greasy. I was hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, oh, you can't hang around with such and such, but grandma, they're cool. I like them. They give me all this stuff, and I, you know, whatever. We hang out together. Grandma said, boy, sit down somewhere. You can't be with them. And I am so glad, and I am so grateful to God that the person she was talking about, he is in prison to this day for
mm-hmm.
murder.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been around him,
mm-hmm.
we'd probably be a cellmate.
That's right.
Because God told her to tell me, let these people go. You're not fool with them. You listen to job. That job may make more money than your job you got now. Or you don't have a job. When God said, I got something better for you. But you
All right.
To get a job that end up in foreclosure or the business, somebody did the money wrong with the business side or they just shut down drawers for no reason. But you there's like, okay, I made $400 a month, an hour. The job I had only made $350. You know, we should have, would have, could have. That's how we think about. You
mm-hmm.
know, and that relationship that didn't work out. Why he left you, why she left you, I was just saying, because I got to keep it clear. Because too many
mm-hmm.
days, too many times, we are living in a world where the government has passed same-sex marriages. The government and the devil is a liar. That's another
topic. Yes, he is.
But the thing is, when I dated, before I got married, I had people who I thought I liked. Oh, she my wife? I kept wondering myself, why are they treating me like this? God was showing
mm-hmm.
me, same for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody for you.
That's right.
And took me all this time. I got married, I got married 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I had hell. I'm like, God, why is she acting like this? Oh, why she wouldn't that do? Why she did not? God said, I told you, don't be with this moment. That's my
mm-hmm.
That's fine. Let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. God gave
That's
me
right.
a comedian. He gave me a comedian. Gave me a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me, whatever I needed her to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's not by force. That's what God called her to be. If she ain't got
mm-hmm.
cook, I ain't tripping. I got two hands. I got money.
mm-hmm.
If she don't want to do come out, so I ain't tripping. Hey, I got, you know, I can work. But
mm-hmm.
she like that. And God has placed such a beautiful vessel in my life. And when you said we can do ministry together, she,
mm-hmm.
her job, well, her teacher job, she's in school right now, Rosen School, her major addiction study, she wouldn't have people who are addicted to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because her father was addicted to drugs. We passed
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in ministry because my grandmother, she was a pastor before she passed away. Mm-hmm. So these choices that we made in our lives, it wasn't by, oh, I'm going this because of this. No, God has placed the best of whatever he called us to be way beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell all the time, I wish I had met your father before he passed away. I would love to meet him. And she said, well, yeah, hey, we would have got married.
Not cutting you off because we only got a few minutes left. But, see, that's what I'm saying. What God has prepared for you. See, God has something prepared for you. You had to wait on it. Your grandmother had the insight, foresight. She could see further than you could see at that time. That's why she told you and let you know this is not a good company for you to keep. You didn't understand it right there. But by and by, when you started seeing how God was opening your eyes to see this is not the company you need to keep, just like you just said out your own mouth. If God had not prepared you for the ministry and you waited for the right woman that he had prepared for you, just think about you might like you just said, might have been up in the cell with him or at the same facility or whatever. But see how God, when you wait and let God prepare you for the things he have for you, you will come out as pure gold. I am so glad that you came on my show. What's the name? What's your name? Hello?
Aaron,
I'm so glad you came. And please do come back again if you can. I'm on every Wednesday. My time, 10 o'clock to, I used to go to 11. But like I said, I have the ministry before I got online. I was servicing some people that came out of incarceration. That's part of the ministry I do. So do come back. I would love to hear you come back on the air. You can be my guest one day. Do come.
Okay.
My email should be on there. Just email me at blogtalk/joyandpeace. Or if you want to say something about this show, leave me a comment on the show. And I can pull it up. Give me your email address. I would love to communicate with you. If it's something I can do and help you in ministry, we're in Arkansas. God is everywhere.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the word, the everlasting word is what we need, the everlasting word. So do tune in, and I have a Facebook page where you can find me under Overseer Sadie Elliott, Blog Talk. I have a website, www.joyandpeace. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
I believe that God is moving us to a new state in Virginia sometime this year, too. So we're believing God for that, for new employment, new jobs, new churches, new adventures, new people.
Uh-huh. Well, we give God praise today, and I'm glad you was able to come on. And my time is well far spent. So
okay.
I would just go on and tell you to have a wonderful and a blessed day, and I think I'll play one little song on if it haven't cut completely off on our way off.
One other thing that the saints in the old church had great confidence in. Yes, they believed that they could make a positive confession. They believed that they could speak to mountains and mountains would disappear. But they also believed in the power of prayer. And in that day, if people had telephones, most of them, their telephones had party lines. And you were in good shape if you didn't have but one party on your line. Some lines had multiple parties. So they envisioned themselves having a straight line to heaven. And there was something about it that when they felt a Holy Ghost connection in their spirit, they heard the Holy Ghost say, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Evangelist Patricia Crutcher.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Hey, Jesus is on. you get up and get you moving, but look in the drawer. You got two checks. Get it out. I'm going to change code, but I guess. On the day Bobby would have been by me, it's Bobby Christine's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Change and go to the nursing home. Get that Avon, pay that lady. Mm.
She's so pretty.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, them, even her mother and her daddy. Going with them drugs, you see. Mm. What you looking for? Oh yeah, they in the drawer. Get your wallet too. I'm going to wash my teeth. I'm going to get my teeth. I'm going to be around people. I'm going to make sure I have that right. Hey, Frederick, bring me your check. Let me get them signed. So that's me done when we get to the bank. I got to pay loads. I don't know how I'm going to pay all these people. I still got to have rent. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but God knows. I ain't going to worry like I just said to me. Can't worry. And I will. I'm going to come back and take it to get this thing filled out for income tax. You want to see if you can get any income tax money back. That dirty undershirt off under that. Get you something else, another shirt, fresh shirt you put on. Rent out. Oh, that's what I need to do. Write this here down. Go through the drive through and get that. And cash this check. Okay. Okay. Remind me to mail that box. Got no more withdrawal sheets. Okay. I ain't got no withdrawal sheets in my checkbook. Let me go to my thing and get that. Satan, get out of and leave me alone.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Whenever.